A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
Purity. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ,
High Priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek,
we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation.
Glory to God the Father.
Mercy surrounds you and your house. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy, and mercy shall surround you and your family. Grace be with you. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to you and your house. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom also God made the worlds, in Christ we pray that you and your people will be pure in thought, prudent in speech, pure in deeds, pure in nature, body, soul, spirit, and heart, without sin, blameless and cleansed, walking in integrity, humility, righteousness, and holiness, being sanctified by truth, justified by faith, consecrated by the oil of the anointing, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with all the fullness of God, abiding in Christ and one with him. In Christ we petition the Lord our God to restore your souls, renew your spirits day by day, renew your minds through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit by the pure water of the Word, so that you shall be holy and without blemish, and cleanse you from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in you and your people. May you and your house cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. In Christ we pray that you and your family shall cleanse yourselves of dishonor, and you will be vessels for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. Truly, God is good to such as are pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let you and your people be pure in heart, serving God with a pure conscience. May you and your family purify your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for you, through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let you and your people draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and your bodies washed with pure water. May you hold fast the confession of your hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. As his divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you in your house by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you and your family may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, in Christ we pray, you will give all diligence to add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Let these things be yours and abound in you and your house, so that you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God forbid that you be a person of unclean lips, nor dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For your eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. According to the will of our God and Father, may your iniquity be taken away and your sin purged. Let your words come from your upright heart, being pleasant. Your lips shall utter pure knowledge, your work being right, your love coming from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. May God show you his secret wisdom, the wisdom that is from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Surely, then your doctrine will be pure and your prudence double. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in the sight of our Lord, who is your strength and your Redeemer. In Christ we pray you and your family will commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Let you and your people stir up your pure minds, having in the mind of Christ. Therefore, meditate on these things. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Let you and your house be known by your deeds, doing what is pure and right. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and your God and Father, who has loved you and given you everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. The Spirit of God has made you, and the breath of the Almighty gives you life. With the merciful, you, O Lord our God, will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are our lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall lighten your darkness. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? In the name of Jesus Christ, the branch of the Lord, beautiful and glorious. In Christ we pray that you and your house will have clean hands and a pure heart. Not lift up your soul to an idol, nor swear deceitfully, so that you may ascend his holy hill and stand in his presence, that you shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of your salvation. Let you and your people seek him, seek his face, Salah. May God have mercy upon you, according to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, and blot out your transgressions. Wash you thoroughly from your iniquity, and cleanse you from your sin. In Christ we pray that you and your people will acknowledge your transgressions, and your sin be ever before you, knowing that against God, God only, have you sinned and done evil in his sight. Let you and your people confess your sins, for he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We beseech you, do not say that you have not sinned, for then you make him a liar, and his word is not in you. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them you and your people are warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his own errors? According to the Lord's judgment, may the Lord your God, he is to you God who forgives, cleanse you and your house from secret faults. The Lord keep back you and your family also from presumptuous sins. Let them, sin, not have dominion over you and yours. Then you and your house shall be blameless, and you and your people shall be innocent of great transgression. As far as the east is from the west, so far as God, judge of all the earth, removed your transgressions from you. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows your frame, he remembers that you were dust. According to all his wonderful works, he will be merciful to your unrighteousness, and your sins and your lawless deeds he will remember no more. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, may the God and Father of all purge you with hyssop, and you shall be clean. Wash you and your family, and you shall be whiter than snow. Make you to hear joy and gladness. Hide his face from your sins and blot out all your iniquities. Create in you a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within you, and cleanse away all evil in the inner depth of the heart. In Christ we implore the Lord of your salvation not to cast you and your house away from his presence, and do not take his Holy Spirit from you. Instead, restore to you and your house the joy of his salvation, and uphold you and your people with his generous spirit. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Then you can rejoice in the knowledge that you are pure, without transgression, you are innocent, and there is no iniquity in you and your house. In Christ we pray, you and your house shall have joy and his strength, your Lord, the God of glory. And in his salvation, how greatly shall you and your people rejoice. He shall give you your heart's desire, and he will not withhold the request of your lips, Salah. For he shall meet you in your house with the blessings of goodness. He shall set a crown of pure gold upon your head. You and your people shall ask life from him, and he shall give it to you and your family, length of days for ever and ever. Your glory is great in his salvation. Honor and majesty he has placed upon you and your house. The Lord God has made you and your house most blessed for ever. He has made you exceedingly glad with his presence. For you and your people shall trust in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, you and your house shall not be moved. As it is written, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, you and your entire house. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, in Christ we pray, you and your people will wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before his eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Let the Lord your God not see in you or your house adulterers, lustful nyings, lewdness, harlotry, abominations, but be still and be made clean. May you and your family cry out from the depths of your heart, depart, depart, get away, go away, unclean, do not touch us, you shall no longer dwell here. Let you and your people be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. May the Lord bring you and your people, the blind, for we are all blind, by a way you did not know. He will lead you in paths you have not known. He will make darkness light before you, and crooked places straight. These things he will do for you and your family, and not forsake you and your house. May God perhaps grant you and your people repentance, so that you may know the truth, and that you may come to your senses and escape the snare of the devil. You and yours shall be turned back. You shall be greatly ashamed, who trust in carved images, who say to the molded images, you are our gods. We pray you throw them away as an unclean thing. According to his name, according to the exceedingly greatness of his power, may God, the great I am, sprinkle clean water on you and your house, and you shall be clean. He will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. He will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. He will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. He will put his spirit within you and cause you to walk in his statutes, and you will keep his judgments and do them. You shall be his people, and he will be your God. He will deliver you from all your uncleanliness. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and your abominations. Then you and your people shall not defile yourselves any more with your idols, nor with your detestable things, nor with any of your transgressions. But he will deliver you from all your dwelling places in which you have sinned, and will cleanse you and your house. Then you shall be his people, and he will be your God. His Holy Spirit shall teach you and your people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause you to discern between the unclean and the clean. In Christ we pray that our God, whose faithfulness has been established in the heavens, will cleanse you and your house from all your iniquity by which you have sinned against him, and he will pardon you from all your iniquities by which you have sinned, by which you have transgressed against him, and then you and your house will be to him a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that God of justice will do to you and your house. And he will remove the iniquity of your land in one day. In that day a fountain shall be opened for your house, and for the inhabitants of your house, for sin and for uncleanness, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. It shall be in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to depart from the land. May you and your family be willing and obedient, and you shall eat the good of the land. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. Beloved, now you are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what you shall be, but you know that when he, Jesus Christ, is revealed, you shall be like him, for you shall see him as he is. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life. In Christ we pray that you and your people will continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and you are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, and you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, he will reconcile in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable in his sight. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let you cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of your mind, having your understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in you, because of the hardening of your heart. In Christ we pray that you and your family will learn Christ, hear him, and be taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, so that you put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, in Christ we pray that you and your people put off the works of the flesh which are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, hearsays, backbiting, whisperings, conceits, tumults, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you in your house, as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. For God did not call you to uncleanliness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Therefore, let you and your family cleanse yourself from the latter. Then you will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. May you and your people draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. In Christ we pray that you and your family will earnestly seek God and make your supplication to the Almighty. Be pure and upright, and surely he will awaken for you and prosper your rightful habitation. Though your beginning is small, yet your latter end will increase abundantly, that you and your people cleanse your hands where you have sinned, and purify your hearts where you have been double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly, you, out of temptations. Let you and your family walk in the light as he, Jesus Christ our Lord, is in the light. Then you will have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son will cleanse you and your house from all sin. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife, you and your house included, is making herself ready. And to you and your people it is granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is your righteous acts. It is written, Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. These are the true sayings of God. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, in Christ we pray that you and your family will do all things without murmuring and disputing, behaving devoutly and justly and blamelessly, walking worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Let you and your people cleanse your way by taking heed according to his word and loving it. May you and your people seek the Lord with your whole heart. Let you not wander from his commandments. Instead, may you and your family hide his word in your heart, that you might not sin against God. Blessed is the Lord, and we plead with him to teach you and your house his statutes, so that you and your entire house will walk the road called the highway of holiness, and you shall not go astray. In Christ we pray that you and your people will set in order that which is lacking in your house, that you and your people be blameless as a steward of God, proved, keeping yourself unspotted from the world, reverent, not being puffed up with pride, not self-willed or presumptuous, not quick-tempered, but be temperate, not given to wine, sober-minded, patient, of good behavior, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, but hospitable, providing for your own, well-reported for good works, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, faithful to your spouse, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence, able to teach, holding fast the faithful word, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience, that you may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and convict those who contradict, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. In Christ we pray that you and your people will keep yourselves from your iniquity, fleeing youthful lusts, not being enticed, drawn away, or tempted to share in other people's sins by your own desires, loving the things of the Word, avoiding foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife, not doing anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak, keeping yourselves pure, being marked a blameless and upright person, for then your future is peace. You will dwell in the land of God and remain in it. Your righteousness will keep you and direct your way. Let you and yours pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, and walk blamelessly, inheriting the good things of life, being blameless in your ways, being righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, your heart being blameless regarding his statutes, hoping in the word, presenting your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness, and be God's delight. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Therefore, beloved, we plead with you to be found by him, Jesus Christ, in peace, without spot, blameless, and upright, one who fears God and shuns evil. In Christ we thank our God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, abiding in him and one with him, we urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and confess the good confession in the presence of many witnesses, and that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. In the name of Jesus Christ, he himself is your peace. May God choose you and your family and cause you to approach him, that you may dwell in his courts, that you and your people will be satisfied with the goodness of God, of his holy temple, and let you and yours be continually in the temple praising him, being the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, being in communion of the blood of Christ and communion of the body of Christ, entering into the covenant of Christ, drinking from the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb, receiving the pure oil of the Holy Spirit, cause your lamp to burn continually, bringing an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual temple, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Bring all your house for an offering to the Lord. Therefore, let you and your house offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Yes, let you and your people sing praises to the Lord. Therefore, by him, Jesus Christ, let you and your house continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Let you give such things as you have, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. May you and your people be poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of faith to others, walking in love, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In Christ we pray, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, his name shall be great among your people. In every place your prayers shall be offered to his name, and a pure offering. For his name shall be great in your house. The Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. We will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above all your name. His word is spirit, and it gives life. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms you with strength and makes your way perfect. In Christ Jesus, abiding in him and one with him, our hearts are overflowing with love for you and your people. You are his own special people, chosen by God and precious, a special treasure to God and very precious.
In him who is the horn of our salvation, as one, we execute the written judgment.
This honor has all his saints. God said it. We believe it. It is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.